Hello?
Hello, this is Rudy. I'm calling you with opinion survey. Okay. On behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, conducting a quick survey. Would you be so kind to help me out, Harry?
I'm not interested in that, buddy. I'm busy right now.
All right. Can we call you back?
Not tonight.
All right, and if you're you belong to the union, it's really concerned you. Okay.
Let's hear it, buddy. Tell me what you got to tell me.
Okay, just how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
I've been in the union for 5 years, but I've been doing it for 30 years.
Okay, 30 years. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? A plasterer, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo, mechanic or finisher, cement mason, stonemason, bricklayer, restoration, tile setter, mason helper, or finisher?
I do almost all of that. I'm a restoration guy. I do restoration old buildings. I do almost all of that. That's why they consider us an allied craftsman.
And on the last job that you worked on, okay, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, or an apprentice, a journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
The job I'm on right now, I'm a foreman.
Foreman, okay. And the last one, same as well, right?
No, actually I wasn't. I was just another employee on the job. There was 15 of us there. Big job.
Okay, on the last one, on the last job that you worked, what were you, a journeyman?
I'm a journeyman, yeah. I've been a journeyman, but I was doing brick repairs.
All right. And are you currently working at the trade, sir?
Yes.
Yes, right? All right.
Yes.
And approximately... how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months?
None. I've been working for about almost 2 years straight. No layoff.
All right. And, Harry, this is yes or no. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I haven't found it necessary.
Okay, this is a yes or no question as well. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
All right. And thinking about what you see in the local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
I don't really know. That's not in my line of work. I've been busy, so it must be at least busy or better, because I've been working. I don't really know that side of it.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put down same as last year. Okay?
That's fine.
And
yeah.
That was for construction projects. This is... okay, listen. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects? Okay. Would you say fewer union construction projects, or more union construction projects, or same number as this time last year?
I don't know. I guess it's the same or better, because I'm busy. Okay. I don't really know.
All right. And this is a yes or no. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes. I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, some of these questions, I don't know enough about them. It's not my department.
That's right.
I'm a worker.
All right. So, Harry, all you got to do is just answer, to the best of your opinion. Remember, because this is really important for us, your opinion, it matters a lot. Okay, and this is just a yes or no. Thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I don't understand the question.
Was there, like, in the last job, in all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union?
No. No.
I'd say no. And just say yes or no, okay? Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Harry. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government? Privately, through the federal government? What can you say?
The last few jobs I was on is through the city of Pittsburgh, and we got a contract with the city of Pittsburgh, the company I work for.
All right. Understand. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I don't know. Maybe probably about the same.
The same, right. And now looking at your family economic situation, okay, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It's probably going to get worse the way the economy is going. I don't get a raise as fast as the economy goes up.
All right.
The way it's been.
And all right, Harry. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are the most are you most concerned about on the job, okay? You can only pick one. And would you say unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns? Or is there another safety concern that you have?
I don't have no issues with anything. I mean, I've been doing this forever. It don't bother me.
All right.
I ain't
and
got no safety concern
yes
to worry.
All right, Harry, this is just a yes or no. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I've never been to one.
All right. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Just a yes or no, okay? Picketing?
No.
All right. Union organization? Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Political canvassing?
Nope.
All right. And in the past 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I've seen a few of them. They've been there, I'd say,
okay.
Occasionally.
Occasionally. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? So pretty much you just have to put these in order from a 1 to 6, okay? I'm going to give you the options and you
this
just let me
ridiculous,
know.
This is ridiculous, buddy. This is like too much.
We're almost done.
You expect me to remember everything you say, and you're going to tell me 6 different things, and I'm supposed to organize
them. I will
repeat
it
to you
as many times as you want. Don't worry.
This is ridiculous.
I will repeat it to you as many times as you need, Harry. Don't worry. I'm not just going to say it one time. If you need for me to repeat anything, go ahead and let me know. Okay?
Let's get this over with, okay? I'm ready to hang up on you, all right?
Perfect. All right. Would you say radio is from a 1 through 6? Which one is that one?
I don't know I don't understand what you're asking me.
From a rank from 1 through 6, how do you get your local news?
My local news?
How do you get
like you said, my local news?
Yeah, or news worldwide, you know, how do you follow the news?
Television.
Local TV programming. What about friends or neighbors?
We just don't talk much about that. We have other interests.
All right. All right. I got that. The internet or social media?
I don't have nothing to do with the internet.
All right. And what about cable news?
I don't pay attention to the news that much, buddy. I watch the news to see the weather, whether I can work the next day or not.
What about the radio?
I listen to the radio for music. I don't care about the news.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Harry. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, foreign policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, education, immigration, jobs, and the economy, or something else?
I can't remember half of the ones you just told me.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and repeat them to you. Which ones are the ones that are the most important to you right now? The environment, foreign and policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, education, immigration, jobs and the economy, or something else? Which one matters to you the most?
Jobs, dude. I need to make more money because this economy's terrible.
Okay, jobs and the economy. Perfect. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen it, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No? All right. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Would you say it is the most important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I don't know what to even answer that with. I ain't even understand the question clearly.
So would you, like, let's say the federal elected officials, right? Would you think that they should, it's very important that, or not important, that they pretty much, you know, ensure payments of the prevailing wages to the construction workers on federal finance projects? Would you say that it's very important that they support that, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
I guess it's important to make sure somebody gets paid.
Okay.
You know, you got to support it.
Go ahead. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put...
I sure hope you're about done with this, buddy. I'm sick of this.
We're almost done. We're almost. Just give
You've
me
been telling
five,
me that.
Just five more minutes.
Uh-huh.
Generally speaking, do you believe that?
Five more minutes?
We're almost done. Remember, this your opinion matters
you told
to
me
us,
that.
Okay?
It doesn't matter so much to me because my union takes every damn thing from me. They don't give me half of what the hell they should. I'm about tired of your nonsense, buddy.
How about this?
You sound like
how about
a foreigner
this
anyhow.
Proves that.
What kind of race are you? You don't sound like an American.
California. We're based
yeah, you're
California,
Mexican.
So.
You're Mexican, aren't you?
All right. Yes, I
right?
am, sir.
Good
yeah.
day.
All right. Fucking asshole.